Webster wrote his parents, "It was the most perfectly flat jump field I've ever seen." Basically, Holland is just a big, glorified jump field. The official history of the 101st declared that this was the most successful landing that the division had ever had, in either training or combat. The only problem Winters could recall was the need to get off the DZ as soon as possible to avoid getting hit by falling equipment and landing gliders. It was just raining equipment, he said. Helmets, guns, bundles. Malarkey remembered running off the field to the assembly area, marked by smoke grenades. He heard a crash overhead. Two gliders had collided and came plummeting to earth. There was no German opposition on the ground. The company assembled quickly and set off toward its objective. The objective was a bridge over the Wilhelmina Canal at Zonn. The route was over a north-south road that ran from Eindhoven to Vegel to Nijmegen to Arnhem. The road was part asphalt, part brick, wide enough for two automobiles to pass each other, but a tight squeeze for two trucks. Like most roads in Holland, it was a meter or so above the surrounding fields, meaning that anything moving on it stood out against the horizon. The road was the key to Operation Market Garden. The task for the American airborne troops was to take control of the road and its many bridges to open a path for the British 30th Corps, with the Guards Armored Division in the van, to drive through to Arnhem and thus over the lower Rhine River. Easy landed about 30 kilometers behind the front line, some 15 kilometers north of Eindhoven. The 506th initial objective was Zonn, then Eindhoven, which meant the initial march was south. The regiment moved out with 1st Battalion going through the field to the west of the road, 2nd Battalion down the road, 3rd Battalion in reserve. 2nd Battalion order of march was D Company leading, then E Company, Battalion HQ, and F Company following. The column entered Zonn. The residents were drawn up on each side of the road as for a parade. Unlike Normandy, where the French villagers mainly stayed out of sight, the Dutch were ecstatic to be liberated. The parish priest, Hussen of Zonn, handed out cigars. Orange flags, forbidden by the German occupiers, flew from the windows. People gave the passing paratroopers apples and other fruit. Bartenders opened their taps and handed out glasses of beer.